I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Caitlin Peer. She's Director of Community Initiatives at Creative Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're here to talk about Fantasay, which is a festival that's happening this Saturday, the 20th of June at DeVargas Park here in Santa Fe from 6 until midnight. What's it all about?
Oh, gosh. So we actually, a little backstory, we started out doing this more so to celebrate 3 years ago when the city, the skate community, and several designers in town got together and started re-envisioning DeVargas Park as a smaller part of all of Parque del Rio. And from that, they did a fabulous job, but they had no way to really celebrate it and bring it to the light of the rest of the community. So they asked Creative Santa Fe to come together and do just a big community-wide celebration. And through that, Fantasy became really popular and well-loved, and it became a space almost at the end of every year to kind of celebrate, you know, where our communities come from and what makes it special each year. So we're delighted to bring it back every year.
And how long has it been going on?
We're in our third year now.
And DeVargas Park, that's where the river is downtown?
Yeah, so actually right by Cowgirl, there's the skate park and kind of that big lawn, and that's DeVargas Park.
And all kinds of different events happen, and I'm guessing that you really choose them to have the widest possible variety.
Yeah, you know, part of the reason we called it Fantasay is the very first year we had a lot of the skateboarders kind of joking around every time something not necessarily went wrong, but went quirky. They would say, oh, Fantasay. It's Fantasay.
Right.
And we started to learn that term more and realize that actually, instead of it being a negative commentary, to really bring to light how special and unique this town is by how many diverse things happen. So each year at the festival, we try to strive for some of the really special, wonderful things, but try to do a really wide collection of those things.
So give us an example of some of the types of acts we've got this year.
Yeah, well, this year we have everything from some beautiful, we have four beautiful, very diverse light and art installations that New Mexico Arts has sponsored from artists that come from all around the state, which is really special. I think it's starting to grow in that way. And then we have stuff like a lowrider car show and a graffiti free art wall with the artist painting live action. And so we kind of have this really wide range. And then we have activities for the kids, like a skate competition or NDI coming out and dancing, followed up by the Santa Fe Opera doing a competition against each other. So it really kind of spans and starts to become a life of its own.
Very interesting. Now, what happens to the graffiti wall when it's all done?
Yeah, so actually the graffiti wall is a really interesting project going on. That was headed up by Marissa Sanchez. She's a senior at Santa Fe Prep High School, and she got together with the Convergence Project in town and started saying, you know, I feel like our city as a whole doesn't recognize and embrace street art as actually that, an art form. And so she's been setting out slowly, bit by bit, trying to figure out how to change that. So this will be her second time kind of debuting the second version of her prototype of it. And then after that, she's actually already scheduled a meeting with the mayor and is talking to him about ways we can start to integrate street art into our way of living in Santa Fe.
Yeah, very interesting because, I mean, if somebody were to paint on my wall,
right,
I wouldn't necessarily consider it art, especially if I hadn't asked them to do that. But it is, for so many people, not only a form of expression, but a form, you know, for young people of like, this is where I belong, this is how I get recognition, this is why people respect me, that kind of thing.
I think it's a way of creative placemaking, really, especially in public space. And I think more and more cities are starting to wake up to the fact too, young people being involved in that process. And consistently when you talk to young people, especially of Marissa's age, they're talking about graffiti and street art, and that does help them sort of mark their space while still doing it tastefully in a way that the rest of the community can enjoy and be open to.
So this coming Saturday from 6 to midnight, that's basically a long party where you can kind of pop in and out, and inevitably food will have to be part of that.
Yes, yeah. So we have some really wonderful food and beverage vendors this year. We have Street Food Institute, which they have two food trucks now, one based out of Albuquerque and one based out of Santa Fe. And they're actually training students from the ground up how to not only manage a food truck, but how to deal with customers, how to cook the food, how to deal with city permits, all of this. So they're kind of a really unique one. Then we have one of our newest food vendors in Santa Fe, which is Kebab Caravan. So they'll be serving up some Mediterranean food. And then we have great beverage vendors, Iconic Coffee, Verde Juice, and Pristina Water.
So all of this happening this coming Saturday from 6 to midnight at DeVargas Park, downtown, free, open to the public, great big fun, music and everything else. And the Lowriders is not only a show but a contest. And so bring your Lowrider, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe you'll win a prize.
You will, and you'll actually win some really unique, great prizes. We have some interesting stuff in store for everyone.
Very interesting. Okay, and bring your skateboard, bring yourself. Now, what else is Creative Santa Fe up to these days?
Yeah, gosh, we're up to a whole lot. We are pushing forward with trying to build the Arts and Creativity Center, which is affordable space for creative workers in Santa Fe within a 50-mile radius. And that project is really moving along, and we're starting to really try to define what all of that means, what would be available in those spaces.
Is that like live workspace or studio space? Or
some of them, it'll be a mixed bag, actually. So we're aiming for 60 live work units. But then in addition, we want a supplemental piece that's going to be open to not just the residents of that unit, but open to the rest of the community that acts as a resource space in some other form. We're in the moment right now, this summer, of trying to do outreach and kind of decide what that resource space really entails. Because we think it can range from all sorts of stuff. It might be that, you know, Santa Fe needs a different music venue. It might be that really they need more entrepreneurial aspects like portfolio making, and how do you get trained in law for your new business? How do you get certified? So we're trying to kind of explore what that means and make sure that it really is applicable to any sort of creative or entrepreneur in Santa Fe.
Now, what is Creative Santa Fe? It's been around for a while and has gone through numbers of transitions, as I've been observing.
Yeah, it has. You know, Creative Santa Fe originally began out of a 2004 Angelou study on the economic benefits of the creative industries in Santa Fe, and what new money it really does bring into the city. And the results were, as we can all imagine, remarkable. For such a small city, we put out a lot of work. But there's not, at the time at least, one single organization that could act as that backbone to help get everyone collaborating and feed everyone through to ensure that we really are being as strategic as possible on larger scales to bring more prosperity to our city. So Creative Santa Fe was birthed from that. And then in 2011, actually, it sort of had a rebirth that everyone talks about. And new team members started stepping on. And they started discussing the same concept. You know, is it still working, and how do we make it work better? And so from then on, we've been working on that. And we work through it through, you know, a huge web, is what we like to say, of how everything sort of has to intersect. So we started out with a lot of arts and culture-based projects and initiatives. However, in I'd say the last 2 years, we've not only realized but began to act on the fact that in order to make that web really strong, you have to start thinking about other intersections and industries, and building it out from all angles of that web spread. So now we're finding ourselves not only art and culture, but in tech and entrepreneurism and startups, education, industry. You know, how we market ourselves overall as a city, both internally and externally, and what stories do we tell each other and the rest of the world about Santa Fe? And thinking about how all of these things come back to, if we collaborate the right way, we become extremely economically prosperous as a city.
Yeah, very interesting, because, I mean, I remember in the 90s when Santa Fe was super trendy.
Right.
And that wave has passed, and I'm not sure the new wave has really crested yet.
Yeah, I think and you know, right now we're in a really interesting time in Santa Fe that I feel like in about 10 years, people are going to say, I remember when all of these ideas were starting to brew, you know, and starting to kind of collide with each other, because we have great projects, and not just Creative Santa Fe. You know, we have projects like Startup Santa Fe, which is our newest initiative, and then we have Make Santa Fe interacting in that way. So, you know, taking tech as well as like tangible craftsmanship and merging those together. And so there's all of these different projects, I think, starting to formulate that we're going to see what that new wave for Santa Fe is very shortly here.
Caitlin Peer is Director of Community Initiatives at Creative Santa Fe. Once again, DeVargas Park this Saturday night, June 20th, from 6 until midnight, Fantasay. And come one, come all, young people, old people, and everybody in between. And for more information, creativesantafe.org. Thank you, Caitlin, for
Thank
being
you
with
so
us
much.
In the Radio Cafe.